We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Right now, I've got Missouri Senator Josh Hawley on the phone, and that's great. He's up in D.C. this morning. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fun. I'm great. I'm having fun watching the Democratic Party kind of implode.
I tell you, it's something to watch. And just looking at the results of New Hampshire from last night, who would have thought that we'd see the day when a socialist, an outright socialist, is the front runner for the Democrat nomination? All these years, Mark, they've been saying, "Oh no, we're not socialists," and now he's the standard bearer. It's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, Joe Biden yelling at reporters. He's clearly frustrated. He's moved on. Apparently, he left New Hampshire early last night. I don't know if he can regain his footing. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, I think finishing at 8% in New Hampshire is pretty embarrassing for him. I mean, he's lives right there in the neighborhood, so to speak. So this is, I think, a very bad showing for him, obviously, for Warren, too. But what it says to me, Mark, is this is going to be a long primary. I mean, this is going to go on and on. I mean, Michael Bloomberg, who's spending hundreds of millions of dollars, he hasn't even started to compete yet because, of course, he's just spending in the Super Tuesday states, which are still a few weeks away. So I think we're looking at a potentially very long primary. And you know what? That's good for the president because the contrast between this chaos on the Democrat side and the booming economy, the growing blue-collar jobs, middle-class wages going up. I mean, this is, I think it's quite a contrast that benefits the president.
Yeah, very true. You know, Senator, I know that, you know, we've wrapped up impeachment. The president, I think, has got a lot of momentum moving forward right now. And then this situation with Roger Stone pops up. This is making all the headlines here this morning where, you know, they were going to recommend like 84 months in prison, which was far beyond the sentencing guidelines. And now these prosecutors in the case have resigned because they're upset the DOJ stepped in. Do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I don't really have any thoughts, Mark, in the sense that I think this is just a bunch of noise. I mean, the truth is I'm not following it closely. And I think that the Democrats, we're going to see the media and the Democrats, the left-wing media, try and make controversies where none really are. I got asked yesterday repeatedly about what Rudy Giuliani is doing. I'm like, I don't know what Rudy Giuliani is doing, and why are we still talking about this? I mean, so I think we're going, whether it's Roger Stone or Rudy Giuliani or who knows who else, I'm sure the media will find something else that they want to talk about, because what they don't want to talk about is the fact that we're seeing wages actually growing for working families. What they don't want to talk about is that we're seeing blue-collar jobs grow at the fastest clip in years. And I cite those things, Mark, because you and I have talked about this before. Those are things, those are wages that haven't grown in decades. I mean, blue-collar wages have been stuck flatlining for decades. They're growing now, finally, under this president. That's a big accomplishment. And that's something the Democrats and the media absolutely do not want to talk about, no matter what.
Yeah, very true. Senator Josh Hawley, our guest this morning. Senator, I know you've made some moves to overhaul the Federal Trade Commission. This has a lot to do with Google and some of the big tech companies. What's the end goal here?
Well, the end goal is to protect our privacy, to protect our security, and also, by the way, to protect our speech, Mark. I mean, we just found out yesterday that now Google is going to fund this left-wing YouTube page. It's a page called Young Turks, which is a channel, digital channel site. Google's going to pour funding into it, like Google is starting to pour funding into certain newspapers. They're starting to buy and fund certain local newspapers. Do we want a world where Google and Twitter control all of the media and all of our channels of communication and also decide what we can and cannot say? I mean, that it's not far-fetched. That's what we're headed towards. And listen, I think we need to have more competition. I think we need to make sure that conservatives, pro-lifers, pro-family advocates are able to speak and not censored. And unfortunately, I think we're seeing way too much of that. right now from these big tech companies. So we got to get tough with big tech and make sure they play by the same rules everybody else does.
Yeah, it's an antitrust issue, right?
It is. It really is. I mean, it's about their power, their size. And here's the thing, as I've said many times, they have gotten huge because of handouts and special treatment from government. I mean, Google didn't just get to be this size on its own. It gets special treatment from government. It wants more special treatment from government. I think we ought to end those sweetheart deals, and I think we ought to hold them accountable and introduce some competition. I mean, I'm a big believer in competition. Let's get more of that digital markets, and let's protect our speech, and let's protect our privacy rights.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, I try to ignore the Post disgrace as much as I can, but they did have stories in there this week blasting you for an audit that came in from the state of Missouri. Any reaction to that?
Well, I was delighted to be exonerated. The reason they're blasting me, Mark, is because it totally exonerated me.
You're right.
Which was a great disappointment to the left-wing media in our state, who has still not recovered from the fact that I beat Claire McCaskill a year and a half ago. And this was a bunch of charges that Claire and her team leveled at me in the final days of the campaign to try to turn the election. Didn't work. We still beat her handily. And the Secretary of State did an investigation on these same allegations a year ago, cleared me completely, and now the auditor has also cleared me. So that's driving the left insane, but you know what? That's just how it is. We won. They lost. They need to get over it, and I'm going to keep doing the work that the people of Missouri sent me here to do.
Yes, sir. Keep up the good work. Senator Josh Hawley, we appreciate your time.
Get more at 971talk.com.